The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Let's listen to a short speech by Sheikh Murtaza Bachu. He's going to talk about pro-Palestinian protests around the world.
أما بعد سلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. This week we witnessed a number of protests spreading throughout universities in America. These protests, they initially started at Columbia University and in a few days spread to a number of important universities in America, including University of Texas, universities in Michigan, universities in Minnesota, to Yale, and others as well. And generally, these protests have been very peaceful protests. They have not stopped classes. They have not blocked hallways. They have not stopped teachers and faculty members and the dean of the university from exiting the campus. These protests took the form of encampments, and they camped out in public area where they weren't disturbing anybody from entering or leaving the university. However, the response and their demand was a very simple demand. Their demand was that the university should divest itself from companies and investments that are supporting Israel. And we'll see today that there was a precedence for this at Columbia in the 20th century. However, the response of the dean and the presidents of these universities was very horrific. They called in the law enforcement, and they even threatened to call in the National Guard. You call in the National Guard when there is something of great danger and a danger to your security. And by this day, they have arrested hundreds of protesters. These protesters include teachers. These protesters include the deans of certain faculties. Even the deans of faculties or teachers who came out only to observe their students and to witness the protest being carried out by their students were arrested. And some of them were arrested very violently. I think you have seen the images and the videos coming out of the university. They were arrested. An elderly lady being pushed to the ground, hands behind the back, batons coming out. Right? And it seems that these protests are significant protests. You find they're small in number, sometimes not even numbering in 100 or 200 students. You find they're very peaceful in nature, and yet they are very significant because the reaction of the establishment has been fast. The reaction of the establishment has been furious. The reaction of the establishment has been heavy-handed. And the reaction has been bipartisan. Democrat or Republican for the general have condemned the protests. The White House has come out and condemned it for anti-Semitism. Congressional representatives have come out and said there is no place for such protests in America. Governors of states have come out and said there is no place for this in America. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand this in the backdrop of American politics. And we have to have some understanding of the political landscape. Otherwise, we cannot understand the gravity of what's happening right now. And we can't understand the hypocrisy of what's happening right now. And we won't be able to understand the consequences that are going to be reverberating in American society. So if we go back to the end of the 20th century, beginning of the 21st century, there's a rise in something called cancel culture. There's a rise in something called wokeness. And the conservatives feel that the liberals and the left are weaponizing cancel culture in order to promote some of their own issues. Like what? Like LGBTQ. Many of us know and remember the times when a person, if they came out with a statement against LGBTQ issues, that person would lose their job. That person would not have the opportunity to get a position in high tech. That person would never be winning an election, for example. They would be canceled from society, right? So the conservatives felt that the liberals were weaponizing cancel culture, not just on LGBTQ issues. You remember the time when somebody came out and said that I believe in the traditional definition of marriage? That person could be canceled from important spaces in the society. But also on issues like abortion, on issues like the environment, on issues like immigration. These are the fault lines right now in America. These are the issues over which people are fighting over in America. So at the beginning of the second decade of the 21st century, 2010 to 2020, and after that, you see that the conservatives, they double down and they become stalwarts of the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, the freedom of protest. And they say that we have to be people that are going to be supporting the freedom of speech. You cannot use cancel culture to take away our right to the freedom of speech. It is enshrined within the American Constitution. Some of them even became what? They became free speech absolutionists. They said everybody should have the right to say whatever they want to say. And even though I may not agree with you, I may be strongly opposed to what you are saying, but I will fight for your right to say it. Elon Musk, for example, is one of those people who claims to be a free speech absolutionist. Say whatever you want to say. As long as you're not harming somebody, as long as you're not calling for people to harm somebody, you have the right to what? To free speech. Even some of the very same governors who are right now calling in the National Guard and law enforcement, for example, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, 4 years ago, 2019, 5 years ago, had a very famous statement. He made a video of himself signing something into law. And Greg Abbott said, some colleges are banning free speech on campuses. Well, no more. Because I'm about to sign a law that protects free speech on college campuses in Texas, and he signed it into law. So what's very interesting is that Gaza becomes the litmus test now for free speech. And you find, this is the important point, that these protests on the campus are so threatening that the very same people who became the defenders of free speech, they became the number one protectors of free speech. Those very same people are willing to trample upon it simply to stop the protests on the campus. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lies? I know that I'm only a child, but is your conscience still alive? Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every stone.